Accidents. 1. You should only remove a motorcyclist's helmet if necessary. Removing a motorcyclist's helmet could make injuries worse. If a motorcyclist is unconscious and lying in the middle of the road, the first things you need to do are look for danger and warn other traffic. 2. When looking after casualties at an incident, you should keep them where they are so you don't cause more injury. 3. If someone is unconscious after an accident, you should call the emergency services as soon as possible. 4. Warning triangles should be placed 45 metres, 147 feet, away from your vehicle. 5. If involved in a collision that causes damage to another vehicle, you must share your name, address, and vehicle registration number. 6. If you crash and cause damage to something and the owner isn't available for you to speak to, you must report the accident to the police within 24 hours. 7. After being involved in a collision, the police may ask you to produce your driving licence, insurance certificate and MOT certificate. 8. If a casualty is bleeding heavily, you should apply pressure over the wound. If a casualty is unconscious, you should check that they're breathing normally. 9. Signs of shock in a casualty are rapid, shallow breathing. 10. When performing CPR on an adult casualty, you should press down and release 5 to 6 centimetres in the centre of the chest, 120 times per minute, 2 times per second. When performing CPR on a young child, you may only need to use one hand and press down 4 to 5 centimetres. When performing CPR on an infant, you should use 2 fingers and press down 1/3 of their chest depth. 11. A public access defibrillator is for anyone to use and has easy to follow instructions. A 999 operator will direct you to the nearest one. 12. You can use hazard warning lights when stopped and temporarily obstructing traffic. You can use hazard warning lights when you slow down quickly on a motorway because of a hazard ahead. 13. If you break down on a level crossing, leave your vehicle and get everyone clear. 14. Before driving through a tunnel, take your sunglasses off, turn your dipped headlights and your radio on. When going through a tunnel, variable message signs will warn you about congestion or an incident ahead. 15. If you must stop in a tunnel, you should keep a safe distance from the vehicle in front. If you break down in a tunnel, switch on hazard warning lights, then go and call for help. If your car catches fire in a tunnel, you must drive out of the tunnel if it's safe to do so. 16. Dr. ABC is the procedure to follow at an incident. It stands for danger, response, airway, breathing, circulation. 17. If you break down or have a puncture on a motorway, you should pull up on the hard shoulder or emergency refuge area and call for assistance using the emergency phone. You must not try to fix your own car. 18. If you see a large box fall off a lorry, you should go to the next emergency telephone and report the hazard. 19. If a tyre bursts while you're driving, keep a firm hold of the steering wheel and pull up slowly at the side of the road. 20. To reduce the risk of your vehicle catching fire, you must check out any strong smell of fuel.